today after some morning fog. It'll be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. It's 53 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 6:30. And with the news, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A plan to build a new elementary school in Champaign and add on to another rides on a vote to raise Champaign County's sales tax. Unit 4 officials have not attached a price tag to a plan to add new classroom space to Booker T. Washington and Garden Hill schools, with Washington being totally rebuilt. But they say money from a sales tax hike for education would pay for the project as well as pay off existing construction debt. But Superintendent Arthur Culver says the projects need to be done, sales tax hike or not.
People ask what happens if the 1% sales tax proposal is rejected by the voters. Then I think that we're committed at this point to go to the voters in the spring for another referendum that would include the north side seats and perhaps even some other things that are needed in the district also.
That referendum would likely involve raising property taxes. The expansion plan is part of Unit 4 settlement of a consent decree with African American community leaders over racial equity in education. Last night, the Champaign School Board approved the plan. The chief financial officer in the Champaign schools says people need to put the district's deficit spending this year in perspective. Unit 4 School Board has approved a nearly $100 million spending plan for the current school year. It ends $1.9 million in the red. But Assistant Superintendent Gene Logas says a cash reserve fund meant to address previous red ink wasn't used the past 2 years because of surpluses. Logas says for the next 4 years, it's time to spend some of that money down.
We're receiving less general state aid in 2009, and the Board of Education has committed to continuing to add necessary staff to meet the needs of all of the students. Therefore, it makes it necessary to start to dip into the use of that $6.3 million in working cash bonds.
Logas says food and fuel costs are also eating into the budget, but he says Unit 4 will be able to shed $2 million a year in legal fees if a judge lets the district out of its current consent decree next year. He also says energy efficiency projects in the schools would bring more savings. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich and State Senator James Meeks made some incremental progress during a meeting yesterday. The governor and the powerful Southside minister have been wrestling over state education funding. Ben Calhoun has more.
Meeks and Blagojevich met at a church on Chicago's South Side, along with about 25 other people, most of them ministers. After a two-hour closed-door meeting, both walked out talking optimistically about a $120 million school program Meeks is pushing. But as they took questions, it was clear they made little progress on the core issue, inequities in the state system to pay for schools. Standing in front of a crowd of black ministers, Meeks said even if his plan gets approved, he'll continue to pressure the governor to increase education funding.
It's our community that's bearing the scars. It's our community that for 25 to 30 years now have waited on broken promises from Springfield, and we can't wait anymore.
Meeks' proposal would create a three-year pilot program designed to improve clusters of poorly performing schools. He and the governor are supposed to meet again in 2 weeks. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Illinois Senators Barack Obama and Dick Durbin say they'll work together to help Illinoisans recover from recent flooding. Durbin toured Chicago's Albany Park neighborhood yesterday, which is one of the worst-hit neighborhoods. Obama says his office is working with state and local officials to make sure disaster relief personnel have needed resources. Officials in Chicago say the weekend rainfall was so extraordinary that some flooding was inevitable. Jill Horst is a spokeswoman for the city's water reclamation district. She says 3 days of rain dumped more than 100 billion gallons of water on the city and outlying areas. That's two or more, three times than normal. Horst calls it a phenomenal weather system and the worst to strike Chicago in memory. Abraham Lincoln is now available 12 months a year. Illinois Historic Preservation Agency is selling 2009 calendars featuring portraits of the 16th president. It's the special Lincoln Bicentennial Edition. Events are planned statewide next year for Lincoln's 200th birthday. The calendars are 9.5 by 11 inches and include 1860 portraits by Lewis Peter Clover and William Cam. They also have more modern work like a 1959 oil painting by Umberto Romano. The most recent work of art dates to 2001. The calendars cost $7 each, and they're available online. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Arthur, Mahomet, and Villa Grove. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather this morning. Dense fog advisory in effect in the early hours for all but Iroquois County. How'd they get out of it?
I guess they have less fog.
Oh, okay.
That's the determination by the National Weather Service in Chicago, and basically Ford County and counties west of there are in the dense fog advisory. But it's always interesting. The advisories are done by county, and obviously fog doesn't totally respect county lines. So perhaps parts of Ford County don't have much fog right near Iroquois, or maybe a little bit of Iroquois across the border from Ford does, but not enough of Iroquois County to warrant the dense fog advisory.
All right. And then we have sunny skies coming. That's going to be nice.
We have several days in a row of generally sunny weather around here. So after all of the rain over the weekend, and we just heard about the problems in Chicago,